to introduce you to a friend of mine. You might know him as David, but actually for the next few moments, this is my friend, James. And we're going to have a little bit of a conversation, a little bit of a drama-type conversation. So bear with me for a few moments. So the Bible tells us that the body without the spirit is dead. However, when the Spirit of God shows us that our selfishness is not right and we come to Jesus confessing our selfishness and turning away from it, Jesus not only gives us his forgiveness, but he also gives us the most amazing gift, a superpower. He gives us the gift of his Holy Spirit, the life of God, to be at power within us. The Holy Spirit living within us helps us to get to know our Heavenly Father.
Oh. I have to tell you, something really odd happened the other day. I was at school, as usual, and I found six unopened packets of football stickers. Now, I mean, I knew they belonged to Harry because, well, they were with his sports kit, but I thought, nah. So I put them in the pocket quickly, just in case anybody might see me. Now, of course, normally I'd have taken them home, I'd have opened them up, and I'd have put the ones I wanted into my sticker album. But I say something really odd. I think it must have had something to do with the prayer that I said to Jesus the other day. I was in the last lesson, maths as it happened, and I started feeling guilty. I mean, not just a little bit guilty, but really, really very guilty. I mean, I've tried to put the stickers out of my mind, but all I could think of was, how would Harry feel when he realised that his stickers had disappeared? So I asked the teacher if I could be excused to go to the toilet. And when I got there, I sat down and I prayed. I prayed to God and I asked him to forgive me for taking the stickers, and to show me what I should do next. And a thought came into my head.
You are my precious son, and I will always be with you to love you and help you through your life. Spend time with me, James, because I want you to grow to know me, and I want to know you. Now go and give the stickers back to Harry, and say sorry.
Ooh, that was hard. You know, really hard. But I did it. I actually did it. I felt so clean inside. I mean, I'm never going to take anything that belongs to anybody else again, even if it's just something little.
So the Holy Spirit also sends us out into the world. He helps us to share Jesus with others by the things we say and the things that we do and by the sort of people that we are.
James. James.
Yes, Father, here I am.
James, there is a boy in your class called Brian.
Yeah, Brian the Brain. Yeah, I know him. Nobody likes him.
I know, James. But I love him. And I want you to share my love with him.
You have got to be joking.
No, I'm not joking, James. I want you to go and share your packed lunch with Brian today because he has forgotten his lunch and he hasn't told anybody how hungry he is. When he asks you why you're being kind to him, I want you to tell him about me and about how much I love him.
Oh, no, I can't do that. No, I mean, you know how hard I find it to tell people about you.
James, I will be with you, and I will give you all that you need. Trust me.
Yeah, but can't you summon those great, you know, those great big angels to see Brian? I mean, I know if he saw an angel, Brian would believe.
James.
Oh, all right then. But you must promise that you'll be with me all the time. And I have to admit, I do feel sorry for Brian. I mean, he gets bullied so much.
And you know another thing, the Holy Spirit gives us special gifts so that we can carry on doing Jesus' work of building his kingdom in the world.
I am so excited. I'm going to have to tell someone. Oh, brilliant. There's loads of you to tell. This amazing thing happened the other day. We went over to visit my granddad. But I mean, he's not very well at the moment. He's got a nasty chest infection. And Mum said I probably shouldn't go in and see him. And that really upset me because I love my granddad a lot. And I wanted to see him. And then this thought came into my head.
Pray for your granddad.
So I persuaded Mum to let me go in and see him. You know, I promised I'd be ever so quiet. So I went in, there was Granddad, looked like he was fast asleep in bed. So I sat down next to him, I closed my eyes, and I put my hand on his shoulder, and I prayed, and I asked Jesus to make him better. And then I opened my eyes, and Granddad opened his eyes, and he said that as I prayed for him, he'd felt this heat in him, and just felt filled with the love of Jesus. Then he got up, he gave me a hug, and even asked for a cup of tea. And once Mum had brought him his cup of tea, he felt well enough to come downstairs and play a game. Ah, oh, I mean, how amazing. Incredible. God listened and answered my prayer. I mean, how wonderful is that?
It is wonderful, isn't it? And we've heard four different ways in which the Holy Spirit can be at work in the lives of the followers of Jesus. Firstly, the Holy Spirit is living within us and helps us to get to know our Heavenly Father. Secondly, the Holy Spirit is changing us from the inside out so that we can become more like Jesus. And then thirdly, the Holy Spirit is changing us to be able to send us into the world to share the good news of Jesus. And then finally, the Holy Spirit gives us special and powerful gifts so that we can carry on doing Jesus' work of building his kingdom in the world. What a generous God we have who has given us the Holy Spirit. Let's just sit just for one moment, just sit quietly. And if you would like to turn away from your selfishness, the things that make God sad, and follow Jesus better, let's just take a moment to say in our hearts something like, I receive you, Holy Spirit.